Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was Truth Is by Fantasia. Now, I want to thank all my listeners from north to south, and I got to start right here at home in the United States and Hawaii. All my listeners in Canada, thank you. And all my listeners in the United Kingdom, how you doing? I'm Moody. How you doing, my friend? And Mary Glasgow, it's good to know y'all tuning in with me. And all my listeners in Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, and Senegal, and all my listeners in France, Iraq, Peru, Pakistan. Hi, Wayne Ditchfield in Australia. How you doing, darling? I haven't forgotten you over there. My friends in Singapore, how you doing, baby? And all of my friends, I know I forgot something. I know there was, Russia and India. Now, you know, baby, since we started, we have like, we have spread it across the globe because obviously I don't care what someone else say. I must be doing something right because I'm getting listeners all the time, all over the globe. And so if I miss the country, I am so sorry. And also Germany, thank you for being a new guest to Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. And anybody who wants to be on my show, all you need to do is send me a text to 443-956-8753. The bizarre it is, the better it is. Is everybody got a story. I don't care if it's sexual. I don't care if it's erotica. I don't care if it's heartfelt. I don't care if it's about crime. I don't care if it's about molestation. I don't care if it's about lifestyles. We do it all, and we don't censor nobody, and we don't judge. So don't call into my show if you got a problem, because my guests can say what they want to say, because this is my stuff right here. I'm running this thing over here on Unmasked, so quiet as a step. Just know that. And anybody who want to call in and speak to the guests, call 347-945-6003. Now, I keep hearing my co-host, Mark, in the background, keep trying to jump in there and say something, so I'm let him spit it out what he got to say. What you got to say, Mark?
I got to say she ain't lying one bit about herself and the show. No, Miss Terry's keeping it real as usual.
That's right. And tonight's going to be a special night because my other co-host, Chris Michael Ward, you know, this is going to be an opportunity for us to look at him. And, you know, and I thank him for being a guest tonight because I'll scheduled guest, Anton D'Amato. He just moved to Atlanta, and he had some issues while he was moving there. So he's coming back on November the 24th. Now, this brother, he did a lot of shows, The Haves and Have-Nots. Did a lot of stuff on Tyler Perry. He got a movie coming out soon, and he's got this foundation he's trying to start. So you definitely want to tune in. But what's special about my guest tonight, my co-host, now, he always be kind of humble and sit in the background, don't say much, you know. And a lot of people want to know what's he all about because you look at his picture, you think he is a comedian. So we're going to get behind the scenes. But you know something about Chris? He also co-wrote a book about Bette Midler. He's going to tell you about that. But we're going to go back first, and we're going to introduce my beautiful co-host, Chris. How you doing, darling?
Hello, yes, that's a very nice introduction. No, I'm not a comedian, but I can be funny on occasion.
Hey, well, up here on this podium we got right now, we got three queens, so we all can be funny, okay? Y'all can say what y'all want, because this is how we do it up here. It's three queens, and I'm the top dog. I'm like what they say, HNIC, head nigga in charge, okay? I'm owning that title. She's like, oh, my God, she said nigga on the radio. Oh, my, did you hear her say head nigga on the radio? I can do that, because I'm black. We can say, but y'all can't do that, okay? Let's just keep it real.
I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked.
No, you're not, because you know what comes out of my mouth, I never know from day to day, you know. But it's good to be here with Chris. And because he's our guest, Mark, I'm going to allow you to ask the first questions of Chris.
Okay, Chris, I want you to know it's a privilege, it's an honor to be working alongside you. You know, I love your attention to detail, your fastidiousness, and your enthusiasm for helping the show along each week. How did you come about your organizational skills so easily?
Well, I've been in media for 9 years. I went to the Ohio Center for Broadcasting in 2008, which is now called Ohio Media School. I went there, and then from there I interned for the local AM dial for WBKO 1580 AM, and did that. I interned for that, and then I interned for an FM station, and then that persuaded me into internet radio.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. Technician.
Well, I for one say that he is coming out. I'm coming out. I want
yes.
the world to know.
See?
Got
yeah,
to
we
that
are. Yes, baby, we all coming out because you know something.
He ain't no drinking violet, Terry. He's coming out, okay?
Right, you know, and that's the one thing I realized, Mark, that they like about this show is that we ain't phony. You know, we ain't sitting behind there trying to be bougie. We as real people, and they always say stuff like, it's like a comedy show for them because it's comfortable. So, you know, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. You know, and my question to you, Chris, well, I know you young, so when you got out of high school, is that when you wanted to decide to get into the media broadcasting DJ industry?
Yeah, it was. I graduated high school in 2007, took a year off, and kind of did some partying and stuff. And then I found the school on a TV commercial, and then I went to the school, and that was like I think it was a 12-month thing, 3 days a week, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I interned when I wasn't in school. So yeah, I kind of knew that. I figured I grew up wanting to be like, I grew up wanting to be like Oprah, you know, wanting to be interviewed by
right.
Oprah and be on her show and all that.
Be a millionaire. Well, she might be a billionaire because she got money. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I remember when she was in Maryland as a co-host on a show. But she did her props, man. She worked hard. You know, what she got now, it wasn't given to her. She was tenacious. She went for it. So you got to give Oprah her props. She did a great job.
It all started in Baltimore, Terry.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. You know, I remember meeting her when I was 16, and she was probably about maybe 1 or 2 years older than me, and I was just at awe at her, you know, and this is when you get close to her. She didn't have bodyguards then, but now, you know, she got bodyguards. You can't get close to her, but she was a gracious lady then, and you can tell by how she do things that she's a giving person. She's very loving and compassionate, and damn, her girlfriend, man, she got her job on CBS on the news. I mean, what's her name, girlfriend named Sheila, whatever it is? Man, she
yeah,
was
no, okay.
up.
Gail King.
Okay, that's like
yeah.
Gail. Okay, well, she hooked her up, you know, because she was a nothing, you know, before her friend got her hooked up, man. So, you know, now she's doing a thing. So tell us more about you, Chris. What did your family think when you first got on your first broadcasting station? What did your family think about how you did, and how did you feel about how you did?
Well, when the first show I interned, I was behind the scenes. I wasn't on air. I was behind the scenes, and I was the producer. And I was very shy. I was very shy in those days, and I didn't talk much. But but they liked it. My grandmother tuned into the radio station. I started out small. I didn't rush into on air. I started small. I got water for the guests and. My first job in media was making yard signs for the radio station. So I, you know, nothing was given to me. I worked hard to get this far.
Well, we sure appreciate your skills here, you know. And I know you had told me briefly that somebody that you was working with, they hurt your feelings. They was mean and nasty. Their loss, our gain. So I definitely appreciate your tenacity to assist me in getting guests, and I be getting guests, and you be getting guests, and I call Mark the historian. He be doing his research, you know. So we worked well together because we all got our functions, you know, and we complement each other. So I appreciate you being on the team, darling.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you allowing me on the team and asking me to come on.
Yes, yes. And Mark, what you got to say? Mark is also a comedian.
I'm always chomping at the bit, Terry.
I know, right?
I see by your Facebook page, Chris Michael, that you love Will and Grace, as I do. I love it. I love
too.
The new Will and
Grace. I love that show. Come on now, stop it.
Yeah. Tell us what you like about it, and especially now. I shared how I came out last time on when you guys interviewed me. Tell us a little about coming out to your family in Midwest Ohio.
Will and Grace. I like that show. I've been a fan for a while. I like Jack. Jack played by Sean Hayes. I like Bonnie. Rose O'Donnell played Bonnie. We found out last week that Jack's a grandpa, so maybe we'll see Bonnie back on the Will and Grace. I don't know, but I came out at a time when it was okay to come out. I came out in 2006, I believe, and by that time, Roseanne had done shows about with gay and lesbian characters, and Will and Grace was already on the air originally, My mother didn't accept it so much. She had issues, but she's come a long way. I'm very proud of her. And everybody else, some other people had issues, but, I've been out for, I don't know, over 10 years. It does get easier. I mean, you're always going to come across haters, but, you should always be who you are.
But, I got to give applause to people like Mark and other people, family and friends of people who are in the LGBT lifestyle, because if more people stop pointing fingers and being judgmental and learn to love the person for who they are, more people can be accepting of who they are. So y'all can say what y'all want to say about me. A lot of people tell me this crap, and this is crap to me, that they don't understand how a Bible school teacher, a preacher's kid, can accept someone who is gay, bisexual, transsexual, whatever they want to be. And my thing is, y'all can say what y'all want to say, and I ain't saying I'm no scholar about no Bible, and I do know parts of the Bible is called an abomination. But one thing that sticks out the most to me is that Jesus came for everybody. Everybody don't exclude that group. Everybody includes that group, I have a brother who's gay, and he got no shame in his game, if you read my book Broken, back in the day, I was experimenting with the other side of the lifestyle, because everybody quasi's kept got a homosexual fantasy. You might not admit it, but you do. You're sitting there shaking your head. No, I ain't never want to be with a man. Bullshit. Everybody has had that. Everybody don't, go there and act on it, but hey, I'm curious by nature. I'm a damn Libra, So back in the day, I was afraid when I looked at this one chick, but this other chick, she wore my resistance down. But, at the end of the day, it's not for me, because I feel like if I can't openly acknowledge you in public, I'm not going to openly acknowledge you in secret. So that was my thing. But I don't judge. But that female, I love her to moon and back, and still do, even the first one, because these women, they loved me on a different kind of level. They didn't love me because I was sexually attracted to them. They loved me because they had a heart for me. And we need to have a heart for other people. I need to love you, Chris, for who you are, not for who you sleep with when you close your bedroom door. I need to love you, Mark, for who you are, not for the guy who's sitting there trying to whisper in your ear while he's there with you alone. And people need to get off their horny-torty fucking, excuse my French, horny-torty, horseback, whatever the hell they on, and start saying, look, how you going to judge somebody? If you're going to judge somebody, then God can judge you before the Father, and you don't want that. And I'm just saying, call it what you want to call it. But something? I am a supporter of the LGBT community. Now, get back to you, Mark.
Terry, you've done nothing but show me unconditional love ever since I met you years ago. So
that's right, baby.
Ever, ever, one indiscriminate bone in your body, and I love it.
That's right, you know, so I am so happy that, you know, Chris is able to share, you know, because this media, these media sites, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever ones that's out there that I'm not familiar with, you know, this is a way to reconnect with people. This is a way to share your business. But, you know, the guy from Facebook, I just read recently that in a few months he's going to get away from that because he is so sick of how Facebook has been distorted with the cyberbullying, people putting each other down, people making fake accounts and everything and try to beat people out of money and try to scam people, you know. And I understand why. Well, he's trying to get out. He said he's not going to be too much longer. If y'all haven't heard it, he's getting ready to leave. The founder of Facebook, he's done, and he's going to start a skincare business with his fiance, Chan, or whatever her name is. But we're going to take a little small break, and when we come back, we're going to learn more about Chris Michael Ward behind the scenes, the things you don't want to tell nobody.
Oh,
yes.
Real. Unparalleled. Authorist Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God, she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. Remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He will not leave you.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy. Because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama cast me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
baby, place no one above you.
You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry.
cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby,
you all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you.
You all appreciate
it. Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
you know, I love that song. And for everybody out there who still have mamas that's living, love one, man, because you only get one mother. You can get a lot of friends, a lot of people to love one, but you only get one mama and one daddy, you know. So if you don't have it worked out between the two, if they live and fix it, because once they're gone, you can't go back there. You can't say, I love you. You can't say, I'm sorry. You can't get to know them people. And sometimes, you know, people might have did you wrong raising you, but, you know, you don't know how to raise a person because there's no manual. They got some stuff now trying to help you how to do this and do that, but you know something? There's no manual how to be the perfect parent. So if you got some issues with your mother or your dad, you know, fix it while they're still here. Fix it, you know. And once it's gone by, you know, say a quiet prayer and ask God to forgive them if they did something wrong and send your love up because they know, you know, they just know. And I just want to give a special shout-out to some of my special friends. I want to say hi to Kelly Moore in Nebraska. Thank you, darling, for being a good friend to me. I want to say hi to Richard Henderson out of D.C. Thank you for being so supportive and being in my ear. And I want to say a special shout-out to Vince Ireland, a friend of mine in Nebraska, who recently lost his dad. You know, I feel so bad, you know. But, darling, keep your head up. You know, it's going to get better day by day. You know, and off the course, I want to say thank you to all my listeners, north to south, east to west. You know, and don't be shy. You know, there's some calls on the switchboard. If you want to talk to Chris, okay, hit the number one key. And for those out there listening and, you know, on your computer, dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key because then it'll let me know you want to talk. Or if you want to talk to me, do the same thing. Don't be bashful because otherwise if you try to call me at home, I might not answer. I'm stopped dealing with these unknown and these private calls. If I can't see your name on the phone, I ain't answering it. That's how I'm going to do it this year. Poop, I'm done with that. So, okay. I am not going first because you know, great, jump out the box, baby.
Me?
Yes, you, darling.
Oh, I didn't hear. Okay. Well, you know, I'm looking at Chris's Facebook page, and he said something very profound, which I agree with. And we, you know, you were talking about social media before the break, and he said social media is good when you work in media or use it for any other works, but people use it to attack what they don't understand or just to be cruel. That's why we should take breaks and enjoy real life. And I agree wholeheartedly. I am so sick of walking down the street, you guys, and watching people bump into telephone poles or doors because they're looking at their damn cell walking down the street. I don't do it. I don't walk around looking at my phone all the time. I don't even look at it when I'm, you know, out in public. Why do people still insist that they're going to miss something if they take their eyes off the screen?
Yeah, what they're really missing is life, the birds flying, you know, the smell of food cooking, people walking down the street, what they're doing. You're missing life when you're so distracted on one thing. That's why, you know, usually you'll see me on Facebook probably on Sunday to show y'all what I'm wearing to church and say I'm praying for y'all and keep it moving, and towards the end of the week to post these shows, because I prefer my family and my friends over being stuck, because people sometimes wake up in the beginning of the morning and stay all night long to the wee hours of the next day on this computer. Not me. Forget that mess. I ain't trying to miss life like that. You know?
That's,
so,
that's exactly right. How do you feel about that, Chris?
Oh, I agree. I agree. You know, I agree that people need to pay attention. You know, people's on their, you know, always on their cell phones and tweeting and stuff because they want to interact and stuff. And, you know, like I said, people in my line of business, you know, media is a 24-hour business, you know, and everybody has a job, and, you know, they have people on the news and on the radio. I'm not saying those people. I'm saying the people who have no job and just want to, you know, sit on the thing and attack. And I've been bullied on social media, and I've been bullied on the radio, as I shared privately. So, you know, talking to those people, they need to, you know, like you only get one life. So instead of attacking what you don't understand, you should just, you know, go out and make friends.
Exactly. You said you was bullied. Is there anything you can discuss? Was you bullied because of your lifestyle, or was you bullied because you're a small man? And you know, I guess these alpha guys trying to, you know, be all hard. I mean, in which way was you bullied?
Yeah.
Well, I was bullied. You know, I've been bullied all through my life. You know, I was called a faggot before I was even gay, and I was bullied on the radio because I worked with a radio host who made fun of my teeth and thought that was good entertainment, and at the time, I was really insulted. And then, he wouldn't stop, and I worked with him two different times because I could have just did it once, but I kind of thought sorry for him. He was having troubles, and I felt sorry for him. And then, you know, he got worse and worse. And, you know, I lost that part of my life was very stressful. I was losing hair. I tore my hair out. I was very depressed.
Wow.
It was not a fun time. No.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, that is never going to happen here, and you can believe that. And as far as someone making fun of your teeth and everything, you know, if you got enough money, you know, go ahead and get the teeth pulled and get your grill fixed. Otherwise, tell somebody to kiss your ass.
It's easy.
I've actually got a lot of teeth pulled and filled and stuff. And you know what? An orthodontist told me once I should get my jaw fixed, but I don't find nothing wrong with my jaw, so I don't plan on having no dental surgery.
Okay, well, then don't be afraid to smile. Whatever you got going, then you make it work. But you know, one thing I found, Chris, that, you know, if you discuss your own shit, can't nobody point their finger at you. You know, that's why I wrote my book, Broken, you know, and it shows how I fell from, you know, a good girl into a life of decadence, from drugs, homelessness, swinging, you know, the gamut. I did it, you know, but that's not who I am today. But thank God for that person because it gave me strength, you know. And can't nobody come along and say, you know, Terry, y'all can kiss my ass. Y'all can't tell my story better than I tell my own story. So miss me. Unless you're going to come for me, you know, you got to bring something to get some. You know, bring it. That's how I feel. And Chris,
that's
if you
right.
ain't
yeah.
strong enough, you got me and Mark. We can talk, man. We ain't scared. You ain't going to bully this shit right here.
That's right. Miss me with all that. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, and
hell
you know,
yeah.
I understand, like, you know, I got flaws. I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know, I'm not saying I look
we
perfect.
All,
I
we
flaws,
all of us
but...
got flaws. We all of us do.
Yeah.
So, that you know, don't make it sound like, you know, just because you ain't perfect. But, damn, I thought the only person who was perfect was Jesus. You know, is there another Jesus walking around I don't know about?
I don't think so.
Exactly.
Oh,
so none of us is perfect. And that same person that's attacking you, they ain't perfect either. And you
yeah,
have to
like,
tell them people,
yeah.
look in the damn mirror.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
you
right.
know, I don't know the person I blocked on Twitter. You know, I don't know what he says anymore. But I mean, this went on for years and years, and it really brought me to my core. Back when Terry asked me to join the show on a weekly basis, I couldn't find any work after I stopped working with him. So it was having said that Terry was looking for a co-host.
Mm-hmm. Well, God knows what you need, and He'll bring it to you in the nick of time. Not always when we want Him, but He will be there in the nick of time. And like you said, you were looking for something, and you was probably feeling like, hey, what am I going to do? And here go my post. Hey, looking for a co-host. Yes.
I told Chris Michael, Terry, I said, you stay home with Terry and me. That's where you belong.
That's right, because we're your parents.
Yeah.
We're your surrogate parents.
Yep.
That's your papa, I'm your mama. That's somebody mess with my damn
yep.
baby.
Yep.
And I know about
yep,
it.
Yep.
Hell, what none of us do anymore?
I'll fight for his rights, too, because they're my rights as well.
That's right. That's right. You know, just human rights. Is this wrong? You know, and people that are bullies, you know, they got a lot of mess going on. And a lot of the time they bully people because they don't want you to know about what they are doing or what's about them they don't like. You know, but if you look at somebody closely from head to toe, some things you can spot right away. You know, they might have a nose too damn big. You know, they might got a body odor. They might, you know, just look fucking ugly. You know? Yeah. You know, and that's why they try to bully everybody else so you don't look at them hard. But, you know, everybody got something they ain't happy about because I got things I ain't happy about me, you know. Like I got falling arches, but shit, I worked them cutest damn shoes and it gets me from A to Z. I don't care. You know, y'all can't say shit about me that's going to hurt my feelings because I know God loves me. My family loves me. Y'all ain't sleeping with me, so I could care less. Hello. Bite me with that noise.
Exactly.
Yes.
You don't need a man to validate you too, Terry, right? You do not need no man to validate you.
I sure don't.
No.
I sure don't. And let me make this clear. You know, yes, I am single, but I am able to financially take care of myself. I got my own place paid in full. I got my own car paid in full. You know, I got clothes. I got jewelry, you know. And if I wanted to play with myself, I could. But I'm not trying to deal with no rubber. I don't need to smell like rubber. I'm going to keep this stuff nice and tight. So when that lucky man, because as a lot of guys still trying to hit on me right now, but I ain't taking care of no man. I'm not a booty call. I'm a lady. Now, if you want to get with a sister, you're going to have to put in the work. Get to know me. I know you. You know, about, you know, trying to beg for some pussy, you know, because I'm not getting you none. You know, you can say what y'all want to say about me, but I'm a woman of God, you know. And, yes, I'm working on cussing. That's one of the things, areas where I'm not perfect. It is what it is, but I'm going to put it out there. But, you know, if that right man who can bring something to the plate, who's upstanding, who's compassionate, who don't have a roving eye, you know, you talk to a sister like you got some sense and you look okay. I don't even care if you just got a disability check, as long as you bring something to the plate. You know, I could work with you, you know, and if I see that, you know, you got a good heart, then, yeah, my heart might get a little tender. And, yeah, my booty might say, ooh, I might want some, you know. But right now it's on lockdown, okay? I'm just saying, Mark. Yeah, it's a lock, my baby.
All you men out there, listen up. Terry's available. But
that's
she ain't
right.
that available. But she ain't that available. You got to work for the woman.
That's right, you know, because I don't want no scrubs.
And hell no, uh-uh.
And when we come back with Chris real quick, we're going to ask him a little bit of something else. But right now, if I go to this break, I'm going to play a song. This new song just came out by this beautiful woman called Demetrius McKinney. It's called Easy. But I'm going to play my little commercial first and listen to the tune of the words Easy. That's how I get down. Yes.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there this week.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is
this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey,
I'm
my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, that tune just came out by Demetrius McKinney. It's called Easy. What you do for your boy? You know, I'm a down chick for whoever it is that comes into my life. But you know something? Once you get there, act like you understand that it's a privilege. You know, because I'm a down chick. I'm not stingy. I'm not selfish. I got your back. I keep it 100. I ain't talking about no 50-50. It's 100-100, you know. But when you mess up, you mess out. Keep it moving. I don't look backwards, so I walk backwards. So, you know, hey, you know, on that note, get right back to Chris because we're running out of time here on the show. So I'm going to let Mark ask his question first, and then I'm going to ask my question, and then we're going to take this little thing home.
Yeah, before we run out of time, I'm dying to hear about your Bette Midler book. I was fortunate enough to see her back in 1978 at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas when she had Katie Sagal was one of her backup singers, the Harlettes, and later became Peg Bundy on Married with Children.
Oh, really?
That was one of the original Harlettes, and what a great show that was. And afterwards, we walked across the street and saw Lola Falana at the MGM Grand. That was a doubleheader that night. But tell us more about your book about Bette Midler, Chris Michael.
How did you get it and how much it costs before we do run out of time?
Yeah.
Well, it's called One Life, and I co-wrote it with the Divine Bette Midler Club, which is a Facebook group. The guy who put the book together, Raphael Stewart, asked us to write down stories, and so I submitted mine. And you can buy it on Amazon at Barnes & Noble. The price is $15. You may want to double-check that. I think it's doing fairly well. I don't know exactly how many books are being sold, but I know people have bought it and people are liking it. And
are you getting a royalty check?
All the money. That's the thing about.
They give you your cut. Damn it! If you wrote about a book, where's your cut? Are you getting paid? Damn it! Do we gotta picket Facebook and shit? Come on, Mark. Where's our baby's cut?
We're gonna.
To be honest, all the money from the book went to Bette Midler's organization. I think it went to the New York Restoration Project. So the money went back to Bette Midler. It was to honor her, and the money went back to her.
Okay, well, sounds good, darling. Sounds good. Now, real quick, before we run out of time, how have your partner in life, his name is Mark, how does he feel about these people who hurt your feelings? Did he want to step to them, or did he want to take the high road? Because sometimes I got to, you know, catch myself. I take the low road.
When I worked with Rob Saul was his name. When I worked with him and Mark saw the behind the scenes look of the depression and the despair, you know, that I went through, and you know he Rob Saul's on the radio, he's doing his thing and I'm doing my thing. You know, we can't work together. That's just how it is. But you know he has his viewers and we have ours. So you know we're both doing fairly well. But when I was going through that and going through all the depression, he didn't like it, and he's the one that told me to leave the show, which I did.
Well, his loss, I'll gain. So it is what it is. You know, tell us, Chris, how people can reach you. I mean, and where you at, so they know.
Well, they can reach me on Facebook at Chris. Search Christopher Michael Ward, or I think it's Chris Michael Ward, and then on Twitter you can search me at Chris Michael W, and I try to follow back as many people as I can. You know, Twitter limits how many people I follow because my page ain't verified, so I have to give and take people. But I do appreciate all my followers, and I follow back as many people as I can, and I also friend people back on Facebook and follow people back on Facebook. And on my Facebook page, it's not just people I know around the world. I have a lot of family members on Facebook, so a lot of them are family members and people I know in my everyday real life. So it's not just my stranger friends all around the world. Twitter, I really have a lot of family members, so that's just basically, you know, online acquaintances. But that's how they can reach me.
Yes, and everybody, you can also reach me and purchase my book called Broken. It's my autobiography. It's the 10th book I wrote under my name. However, I did ghost wrote 2 other books with people, but they didn't pay me. They abused me emotionally, and these people were ministers. So you know something, it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth when I try to put my trust towards helping people who are in the faith, because they so damn slick. Oh my God, my head spin. But anyway, Broken you can get on Amazon, Kindle, Create Space, on my personal website, www.terrylyle.com. Now, if you get it from my website, I can autograph it for you, because when the movie come out, ain't no more autographs coming out of here, baby. It's going to be a stamp, you know, on the book. But you know something, I'm going to take it home with this song that's come out by Anthony Hamilton called Cool. I know you're going to like it, and I want to thank you, Chris, for opening up today behind the scenes. And I want you to give out a personal shout-out real quick, and then Mark, and then we're going to take it home with Anthony Hamilton and the song called Cool. Chris?
Oh yeah, my personal
shout-out.
Yeah,
you daydreaming, baby.
Oh no, I was trying to follow what you were saying, and I didn't hear it correctly. Sorry, but my personal shout out would go to I'll give it to Eminem. I like Eminem's music, so my personal shout out's to Eminem and to all my Twitter and Facebook users who would listen tonight, and to my family who listened tonight, and anybody else who listened tonight.
Amen. You, Mark?
Yeah, I want to give you a shout out, Miss Terry, because I do have an autographed copy of Broken, and
hey.
I have read it 2 times through already, and ready for my 3rd. And it is a gripping, very dramatic, very impactful novel about Terry's life that will keep you on the edge of your seat. So go out and get that book. I recommend it highly.
Yes, because as Mark knows, the books that I write is not bougie. It's clear, it's raw. I put my own stuff out there, so y'all can't hurt me. I mean, I already went through that, you know. So it's out there if you want to know more about me. Instead of sitting there trying to get on Facebook and try to be slick and try to tell me how much you love me, you want me to be your wife, and also crap because you want a K-1 visa. I'm not bringing you here, baby. Because if you bring somebody here on a K-1 visa, you're stuck with them. I ain't trying to be stuck with nobody else's problems. So Quaz is kept. It's a wrap. So anyway, we're going home tonight with a tune I just loaded up today called Cool by Anthony Hamilton. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Yeah. touching and kissing, or barefoot, straw in our mouth, laughing and pissing. I know you from the city in little Louis Vuitton, but you're stressed out. Come over here and let me calm your soul, let me rub on your back, paint on your toes, let me scratch the dandruff out of your scalp, picking your nose.
Oh boy, you so nasty.
Is all I hear you scream, but you the answer to my question, the answer to my dreams. You all radio killer. We can call our white friends up and drink a Miller, genuine draft, then kick them all out of the house, take us a bath. You choose, all I need in this world is my OU, and
don't
I'm
worried, girl.